Very decided testimony sent to Elder Daniels. As the year 1905 was drawing to a close, the matter of a university at Battle Creek was coming to a crisis. Ellen White could no longer withhold her warning. On November 16, W.C. White left the West Coast to attend the first General Conference Medical Missionary Convention, to be held at College View, Nebraska, November 21 to 26, 29 WCW, p. 664. Stirred by plans announced for the College View meeting, the medical people in Battle Creek launched countering measures. Dr. Kellogg called a convention of his new International Medical Missionary Alliance in Chicago for December 18 to 21, the Medical Missionary, November, 1905. The West Michigan Conference invited Elder Daniels to assist in the week of prayer in Battle Creek in mid-December. After taking counsel with Elders Irwin, Prescott, White, and Evans, he felt he should accept the invitation. This would give him an opportunity to present the testimonies dealing with the situation. The week of prayer would begin Friday night, December 15.
Daniels, W. C. White, and one or two others went over on Tuesday, the 12th.
This gave them an opportunity to get the feel of the situation. One of the testimonies Daniels carried with him had been penned by Ellen White on June 28, 1905. It was titled The Solemn Warning. When Elders Daniels and W.C. White were in Battle Creek, Ellen White and her assistants continued to collect and copy material. That weekend she wrote to Elders Daniels and Prescott. I have lost all hope of Dr. Kellogg. He is, I fully believe, past the day of his reprieve. I have not written him a line for about 1 year. I am instructed not to write to him. I have been reading over the matter given me for him, and the light is that we must call our people to a decision. We are to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Her burden of heart intensified as the week progressed. To W.C. White she wrote, I have many things I wish you and Elder Daniels and those united with him in his labor in Battle Creek to have just as soon as possible. I have very decided testimony that I am sending into Battle Creek to Elder Daniels. I fear he will leave before he gets this, so I will send a telegraph message to him to tarry till he receives this that I send. The message was sent on Thursday, December 21st, and Elder Daniels tarried in Battle Creek as the week of prayer meetings continued. Dr. Kellogg and many of the medical personnel were in Chicago attending the meeting he had called of the International Medical Missionary Alliance to convene Monday through Thursday, December 18 to 21. Daniels let it be known that he had changed his plans and was staying to await the message promised in Ellen White's telegram.